Welcome to Podcast Name, where we explore the fascinating world of business, providing insights and tips to help you thrive in the English-speaking business landscape. In recent China news, there have been developments affecting the Asian stock market. Asian stocks, driven primarily by measures taken by China and comments by Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, have seen a rise. However, this positive momentum hasn't extended to Japan, where shares of companies have suffered a severe blow. The drastic decline in Japanese company shares can primarily be ascribed to China's decision to boycott certain Japanese products. This boycott is in direct response to Japan's recent decision to dump wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean, a move that has raised Chinese concerns over potential environmental implications. Adding to the complexity of the situation, Japanese companies are now dealing with abusive phone calls originating from China, linked to the Fukushima water release. These calls, presumably by individuals voicing their anger and frustration, have further strained Japan-China relations. As Japan confronts the fallout of the Fukushima water release and its subsequent impact, there's uncertainty about how these events will further affect the Japanese economy, especially in relation to China. Consequently, investors and market analysts are closely monitoring this evolving situation. Terry Goh, the founder of Apple supplier company, Foxconn, has recently made two significant announcements. He has declared his intention to run as an independent candidate in the 2024 Taiwan presidential elections, promising to mend China ties and stimulate Taiwan's economy if elected. These commitments mark a major shift in Taiwan's political landscape, given Goh's influential position in the business world. In related Foxconn news, the company has decided to sell two empty buildings in Wisconsin due to their failure to generate the expected job opportunities. This signifies a critical period for both Foxconn's business decisions and Taiwan's political environment. In the latest news from Reliance Industries Limited, major changes have taken place within the company's leadership, demonstrating continued involvement by the next generation and the significance of family succession planning. Mukesh Ambani's three children, Aisha, Akash, and Anant, have been formally appointed as board directors at Reliance Industries Limited, reflecting the company's commitment to a sustainable and prosperous future guided by both experienced leadership and fresh perspectives. Mukesh Ambani has constructed a succession plan under which he will continue as the chairman of Reliance Industries Limited for the subsequent 5 years. During this period, he aims to ensure a seamless transition and collective leadership by nurturing his children with guidance and assistance in their new roles. In line with these changes, Nita Ambani has vacated her position within the RIL board, but continues her commitment within the organization as the chairperson of Reliance Foundation, reinforcing her ongoing dedication to social initiatives and philanthropic works. Succeeding her on the board as non-executive directors are Aisha, Akash, and Anant Ambani. These modifications established a pivotal moment for Reliance Industries Limited, underlining the Ambani family's continued commitment to the company's growth, prosperity, and successful future. And that concludes our discussion on various aspects of the business world, offering insights and advice to help you navigate the ever-evolving landscape and thrive in your entrepreneurial endeavors.